it's a Thursday class, eh? So as usual, we will be sharing from this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Quotes. We are at Unique Quote 122. So as usual, let us gather and we will have our puja, physical puja. Come. Let us compose our maya, develop the faith, sada, virya, and mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pusa. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Yao Si Fo. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Ven Su Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahaṃ Sammā Sambuddho Bhagavā. Buddhaṃ Bhagavantaṃ Abhivādhemi. Svākhāto Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namassāmi. Supadipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Namo Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Pādipātā vīramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Ādinādānā vīramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesu micācāra vīramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā vīramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Surāmerayā majjhapamādatthāna vīramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. We will continue our chanting from Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna sarapa dipena dipena tamadam sina tiloka dipam sambuddham pujayami anunudam. Ganda sambara yuktena dupena ham sugandhina pujaye pujayam ham puja bhajara bhuta. understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings all the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel the darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May these constant offerings of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making our overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balanced all powers. Sharing and personal knowledge to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Buddha. Buddham Pujjaneyam. Dhammam Pujjaneyam. Sanghaṃ Pujjaneyam. So as usual, awareness based meditation is to develop the stability of inner awareness, and to do it is very easy when you have developed the understanding. Based on all our explanation and sharing, by now I think this understanding should be with all parameters. You just have to follow the instructions. Simple and direct. The four support, especially the first three, relax body and mind. Whatever arises, maintain awareness. So these first two support is most important. Relax means be at ease with all things. No more problem. No more tightness, no more tension, no more stress. Your body and mind entirely at peace. Then just relax into it. Feel your body and mind soothingly relax with a joyful moment within. The tranquil, still mind is very peaceful, very relaxed. Then after that, maintaining awareness is by now should be easy. You just silence everything. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. Whatever arises, the awareness nature is aware. Finish. Do not allow the sankhara activity or the thought process to proliferate or to react to whatever sense contact that you have. sense contact can come from any of your sense bases. And when you are in the form of meditation, normally your eye is closed. You only have the hearing sense bases where you can hear vibration, sound, or even music or whatever. Then the other one is your sense storm of smell. Whatever that comes to your sense bases, it may finish. Then if you are relaxed, your tactile sometimes may pick up certain things. The other senses are normally not so active. Especially the seeing consciousness, if you already close your eye, you can only have mental formation within external sense. Vision is already cut off. And apart from that, there is also one more door, the mind consciousness, from the brain memory, your habitual thinking. If all this have not been rooted out, means when you are living your normal life throughout the day, you may not be stable enough in your daily mindfulness, and because of that, the headless thinking may continue. So whatever arises, aware, then let it be. So maintaining awareness is the third support, and you maintain awareness to stabilize it. So relax, aware, maintain awareness. Then just let things be. Continue to allow the mind to settle down. Whatever arises, whatever tactile at the sense basis, arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish. Do not continue. No need to know. No need to react or stir your thought process. By doing that, you will become more and more peaceful, more and more quiet. Then whatever that arises through your thought or sankhara, mind, or just let it arise and pass away. And you just let things be. It will arise and pass away. And after a while, it will cease. Where it will lose its energy to continue. So awareness-based meditation is to understand that by not feeding it with any more thought energy, the thinking cannot continue. Then whatever arises, just the awareness nature aware, finish. Then let it stabilize. Then let the mind stay quiet, still. Initially, you can anchor your mind on any of the activity of mind that is most prominent to you, like your breathing, if you are familiar with Anapanasati. Otherwise, you can go to your heart area and silence everything and just feel. You can detect the vibration anywhere, just stay with it. Or you can detect your own heartbeat, just stay with it. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Then relax, maintain awareness, and be very quiet and peaceful. Okay, so now I will let you meditate on your own. I will set the alarm for 30 minutes so that you can develop the ability to be in this state of pure awareness for as long as you can. The stability of it is very important. Okay, you can slowly, mind body, come out of meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. quotation to the devas. In this year, I will sit there and plow the, let the devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which is heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Anjali.
We are at page 34, unit Dhamma code 122. So this unit Dhamma code 122 is a continuation from where we stopped earlier on. Earlier on, we are at unit code 120 and 121. So I just go through 120-21 before we go on to 22. Unit Dhamma code 120. Visati as samadhi develop wisdom or panya, the fifth spiritual faculty will arise. That's why in our awareness-based training, we develop the training to be aware. Then we stabilize this awareness so that our sati stabilize and accumulate into samadhi. So according to this unit goal, which I have came out, it is very important to develop sati leading to samadhi. So it is said, with sati and samadhi develop, panya or wisdom, the fifth spiritual faculty will arise. With wisdom, all the five mental hindrance, sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt will cease, and the mind will be in the meditative state all the time, naturally. Yeah. Means it's a free mind in that state of inner awareness with sati and samadhi, because there is no more mental hindrance. So with this, it is clear that the most important mind state that we need to develop is sati leading to samadhi. Then only you can be heedful in the midst of life. Then after that, you will develop the wisdom and you can have what we call sense restraint. So this sense restraint, according to unit Dhamma code 121, is sense restraint born of understanding is very profound. Means when you have developed sati samadhi to enable you to see things as they are and to awaken to the direct seeing, to insight into the norm, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Then that stability of understanding and wisdom will shine forth. Then it will bring forth your ability to have sense restraint. So this sense restraint born of wisdom, understanding, is very profound. Is different from what normal people do. It's not blindly suppressing your emotion, controlling your emotion, or bottling up one's emotion without being aware of what is going on in life, especially when you don't even realize that your mind is stirred due to your own sakayadity, self-delusion, the condition, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that cause your internal conflict within your own mundane thinking mind. So this part is very powerful. That's why the follow-up from this is today, unit code 122. So this one you pay attention. I mentioned in the unit code, I said, only wisdom free. This is very, very important, and nothing else. Wisdom is an understanding which is not rigid, which is not a knowledge. Wisdom is having understanding with regards to all the nature's law that governs all of life within the existential world of ours, the Panchaniyamas. So this wisdom, if it's not developed, then whatever meditative state that you experience has no meaning. You can experience the most powerful jhaning state or psychic ability or fantastic mind state. you can see beautiful light or even light up the night to be as bright as daylight. All these are manifestation of mind state. You can develop high level of concentration, samatha, energy field, leading to psychic ability and all those things. But if it's not wisdom, it cannot help you. It cannot free your mind. So here, only wisdom free, nothing else, is very important. And we have to understand this wisdom is just an understanding. It's not a knowledge where you hold on to. It is applicable to all situations in life. Whatever arises, that wisdom will develop the understanding to be at peace. Then the mind will not stir, will not react. Like just now, the awareness-based meditation. If you develop the stability of it and the understanding of it already, every session can be so beautiful. Then, as usual, when I went in straight away, without any, I don't even need the first few seconds to stabilize someone, straight away is there. And the whole half an hour session, there was completely no thought at all. It's just that nature away. And so still, so beautiful. Yeah. Of course, the awareness is there. But it's so clear, so stable, so tranquil, so still. Yeah. So understanding with the wisdom can enable you to be in that state of mind throughout the day. Yeah. But initially, it's not easy. Initially, you need to train. You need to stabilize awareness leading to heedfulness. Then stability of daily mindfulness. Then continuously contemplate, reflect, stabilize understanding. Until the first turning, second turning, and third turning become very stable. Then the four foundation of mindfulness develop it. Then finally the cultivation of Noble Eightfold Path, stabilize it, develop the understanding of it. Then when your understanding and the Noble Eightfold Path factor has become a part of you, when you have contemplated until so clear, all Dhamma become like clear to you, then there is nothing in the womb that can delude you, entice you, or entangle you anymore. That is the most beautiful moment that a living being can develop the understanding to. If you can realize that wisdom, then you would have realized the highest human being's potential. Yeah. And that itself is what wisdom is. When you have that, you understand life, you can live life, you can become a blessing to all, and all things will just be the way it is, suchness, ta-ta-ta. Then life becomes wonderful, meaningful. So this part of the understanding is very important. So I read again, unique Dhammakut 1.2.2. Only wisdom free, nothing else. Wisdom is an understanding which is not rigid, and wisdom is not a knowledge where you accumulate and store in your memory, in your brain. Wisdom is having the right understanding with regards to all the nature's laws that governs life and existence, especially the three spiritual laws, karma niyama, citta niyama, and dhamma niyama. And it's a very, very big field. Yeah. To really develop the complete understanding of karma, karma niyama, citta niyama, the law of paticca-samuppanna that define how our mind functions. so that we can understand clearly who we are, what we are, and how we function as a human, and what this 5 aggregate of form and mind is all about, and how it deludes the living being and causes their entanglement, affliction, suffering, misery, then it can also enable us to insight in the phenomenon and develop the wisdom to see the unreality of creation via the mundane mind. The mundane mind that created the mundane phenomenon of consciousness through our senses. We project and created the consciousness. Excuse me. The 6 types of respective sense of consciousness. Then, like the Buddha said, consciousness is like an illusionist, a magician. It creates illusion for the living being to actually get themselves entangled, because it's so like real, it can be so enticing, luring, and despite the way it is, it's a chaotic phenomenal of consciousness, but living being yet trapped in it, like the wonderful Lotus Flower Sutta, the Buddha mentioned, they still think it's a lot of fun, a lot of joy. The senses, they are drawn to it. Yeah. So all of their craving enable them to be entangled within the phenomenon of consciousness. And this is how the Dhamma can enable us to understand all this and liberate our mundane mind that is deluded and trapped. Yeah. So without returning to our pure awareness nature, which is sati, we can't develop the wisdom. So I will use the whiteboard to explain that. So this is the 4th circle formation. From the source, we arise through the pure awareness nature, the first to arise. Then from here, it actually triggers off the mundane thinking, the mundane mind. And these two are very near. When you are born as a living being, maybe a human being like our present existence, we have a mind trapped inside our physical body. That's why this form and mind, with the consciousness trapped inside, it has 2 aspects. First aspect is as a living being, or for our case, it's a human being. Then the second aspect is the thought, the 5 aggregate, which is the thought itself without the physical body. That the physical form enters the mind through the perception aggregate. So this is how the external sense data, the external form, they enters our mind through the perception aggregate. And from here, through the senses, upon contact, consciousness arises, we project it into the phenomenal world of consciousness. So these 6 types of consciousness created the world. Existence, life. That's why this creation process, you must see the law of paticca-samuppada, the law of mind, citta-niyama. And because our mind has mental intention, so this cittena, which is mental intention, is the moral causation that trigger of the karmic process. We call it the karmic consciousness. And this karmic process is what the law of karma is all about. That's why the law of karma, law of mind, and finally the law of truth, all aspects of truth, Dhamma. So these 3 spiritual laws, you must stay here with the pure awareness to witness like this triangle. From the pure awareness, you go direct, this is mundane living through the senses. Then this is mundane living. But you stay here and go this direction to develop the direct seeing, to awaken. Then you develop the wisdom connected to it. Then this wisdom connected to the form and mind can give you the noble life, or the what they call noble living. And this is how you should develop the understanding and the cultivation to actually live life. That's why the wisdom that arises from this pure awareness, which is the direct seeing, the silent observation of what is, this one will enable you to understand the three spiritual laws that governs all of life and existence. And the whole secret of cultivation is just this. You understand this. You understand life. You understand existence. And you know how to live life. And you become beautiful. And you can be a blessing to all. And you can realize the highest human potential to be a true noble one. Yeah. Or what we call a real human being. That has the understanding, wisdom, virtue, and all the perfection that you can develop to cultivate. But to understand the three spiritual law until its perfection, you need to go the Bodhisattva way to realize Samasambuddha. But as you cultivate, you don't worry. There are five stages of Bodhi-mind development. You can complete the third stage of Bodhi-mind development, you are already very good. Bodhi-mind that illuminate that pure awareness nature until this one become very clear to you, until you got no more doubt that this is what that nature is. And this is not a being. It cannot come out and deep life. Then you will understand why the Buddha says sabbe dhamma anatta. Both the condition and the unconditioned is anatta. There is no permanent unchanging entity that you can cling on to, hold on to and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore all this can be mine. No such thing. There is no such thing as the form and mind can have eternal life. No. The only nature that can have eternal life is the pure awareness nature, which is before creation, the unborn. Because it is the unborn, that's why it never died. So all this, you will develop the understanding and the wisdom. Without that, you cannot liberate the mind. You cannot free. You cannot understand the whole creation process, the whole of existence and life. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Today's summary is very important. This is what the real understanding of Dhamma is. Not just the preliminary teaching, provisional teaching of the essential Dhamma of this thing. The final one is this one. Okay? What's the time now? Oh, still earlier. We can go to the next quote. The next few quotes, they are all related. They are all very beautiful. Okay, now we go on to the next unique quote, 1, 2, 3. In fact, just now the unique quote 1, 2, 2, you must make a note, mark there. This is the ultimate wisdom that you need to realize. To understand the spiritual laws, the three spiritual laws that governs all of life and existence. Okay, then number, unique code number 1, 2, 3 is an expansion of that understanding so that you can develop further understanding. Having wisdom will enable one to have the right view and right understanding to accept the reality of the moment and not to be attached to anything. So without this type of wisdom to understand the three spiritual laws that governs life and existence, you cannot come to terms with the reality, with what is, like the Buddha teach. So the teaching all points towards the same understanding. So having this wisdom will enable one to have right view and right understanding, to accept the reality of the moment and not to be attached to anything. So this on the reality of the moment, as I have explained before, because the Buddha actually in many places in his teaching share all this, but living being cannot understand him, and especially the Theravada tradition, I mean, hardly anybody really can catch the deep meaning. The Buddha always said, he said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And that is what Venerable Asaji actually learned. You remember? When Sariputta met him, before he even met the Buddha, he was observing Venerable Asaji. He saw him so serene, so virtuous, so peaceful, so calm in his demeanor, so mindful, fully aware. So he waited for him to finish his meal, his peanut butter and his meal. And he approached him. He said, may I know who your teacher is? He said, yeah. And what does he teach? So Venerable Asaji, being humble, he said, I am still new. Because according to Venerable Asaji, he is speaking the truth. Because they just met the Buddha after so long. After the Buddha to be at that time, go on his own after he started to taking the food again. They left him. Then after the Buddha gained his enlightenment, came back to them. He just preached to them the first sermon, the Majjhakapavattana Sutta, followed by the Anattalakkhana Sutta, and all of them become Arahant. And in the Anattalakkhana Sutta, actually a lot of profound teaching were given. But in the Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, he explained the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. And from there, Venerable Asaji developed the basic understanding, which is very powerful. He always remembered the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, the Buddha already explained, he said. Why? Because he asked them to contemplate on the five daily contemplation, the last one, the fifth contemplation. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So you link all these up. No wonder the moment Asaji mentioned that two stanza, Sariputta became a Sotapanna straight away. Yeah. And that is possible. Because if you understand, especially the first stanza, you would have become a Sotapanna. Yeah. But with the second stanza, you become more powerful. You are linked to the law of karma. So what does the Buddha mean by whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind? The meaning is very simple. It's like what the Diamond Sutta expressed and explained. He said, we live in this existential world. This is our existential world, phenomenal world of consciousness. This is where life is existence. Okay? So if you live in this world, this one has its own set of causes and conditions. We call it the condition world. Condition world has its own set of condition dhamma. Understand? everything within the conditioned world depends on conditioned Dhamma. That's why when they develop the understanding, the Diamond Sutta as proclaimed by the Sammasambuddha, he came up with this four stanza. He said, everything within the conditioned world, each year you wave up, they are conditioned Dhamma. Means they follow this law, Paticca Samuppada. Moral causation, Kamma Niyama. Then the law of truth. They are all dependent oriented, conditioned arising, causal flow. That's why the conditioned Dhamma is very powerful, especially Citta Niyama and Kamma Niyama. And these two are the basis of all conditional manifestation. That's why each year you wave on. Means everything within this conditioned world, they are conditioned Dhamma, dependent originating, conditioned arising, causal, which means there is no permanent unchanging entity. Everything is supported by causes and conditions. Nothing arises without causes. Whenever there are causes and conditions, things arise. Then when causes and conditions continue to sustain itself, it will continue to exist. But when causes and conditions cease to be, it will cease to be. Then how can you grasp onto things? Everything is yuvayipa, dependent originating, condition arising, causal. You cannot stop them on the sun. These are nature's law. If you want things your way, you suffer. So when you understand all this, means when the causes and conditions are already set through all the coming consciousness and the individual's summation of all the totality of existence, that formation of that collective consciousness or the universal consciousness, the movement is really fixed, understand? And everything within each and every form of mind's life is really fixed. Not to say it's predestined, fixed in the sense that at that moment, at that very moment, like the Buddha said, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition as well, you are what you are because. And this understanding are very powerful. Only Sammasambuddha can come up with this definition, where he can see the causes and conditions, the nature's law that governs life that exists. And because it is so powerful, every moment, every instant, each and every individual, they are born of their karma, heir to their karma, condition as well, and they are what they are because of their karma. And all this movement, that's why the karmic conditioning is very strong. Only cultivator of the way can see karmic conditioning. Living being will do all those funny things and wrong things is because of past causes and conditions. That's why the karmic conditioning, when they come, you cannot stop. Unless you have the wisdom and the understanding. And you have that nature inside you. Born out this understanding. Otherwise, you cannot cope. Well, it's only this unconditional Dhamma that develop the wisdom to insight into phenomena and see things as they are and accept this reality you cannot free. That's why that unique code is you must develop all this understanding to have the wisdom to come to terms with all causes and conditions. Means you cannot go against the reality, what is, or tatata, or suchness. That's why the Buddha, when he mentioned that whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And these causes and conditions, most of the time, is linked back to our coming. Because our coming is such, we are born of it, and the conditions supported by it, and we are what we are because of it. So this understanding is very important. When you have this understanding, then you can be at peace. Then your mind will not stir. Then the other words and pointer that the Buddha actually taught is the same. Learn to see things as they are. understand or not? Not according to what your brain, your memory, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system perceive it. See things as they are means the world is the world. Condition like that, things we are like. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish. And these are the wisdom that you will understand when you penetrate the Dhamma. That's why that final understanding, I find it very unique and difficult for living being to come up with. That's why I share with you all this line. It's my mission to tell you that. Otherwise, you cannot come to terms with what you see, what you perceive through your senses. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Because most people's learning mind react and entangle themselves within the chaotic conditioned world. And this is where living being cannot liberate. Because the way it lure and entice the living being, the sensuality, they are so powerful. They really drain you, draw you, create a lot of craving in the living beings. And this is where samsara is, birth and death. The what they call birth and death for eternity. Yeah. And this is a very, very dangerous place to be if you don't have the Dhamma understanding. That's why I always say, if you want to come, you better come with the Dhamma understanding. Otherwise, no point coming. You come to suffer for what? But most people don't have a choice. They have to come. Your karma is so powerful, that karmic nature, you have to come. But if you are bodhisattva, you have this, whatever. With this, the spiritual nature, you can choose to come. Understand? You don't have to come. This one, you can take birth through your pure vows. Love and compassion for the living being. The first basic vow of a bodhisattva. Now, with that mind and the karmic nature, you can take birth. The form and mind can arise. And no need abhijja. That's the big difference. That's why bodhisattva way and the normal way is very different. Okay? Can follow? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Well, you still got time. Can go on more good. Yeah. Okay. We go to unit code 1-4. Oh, not bad. Today can cover 3. And this one is easier. The true mind never dies. Our spiritual nature grows with wisdom. True or not? Yeah? When you have the spiritual nature developed, you know what is your spiritual nature that went up? Yeah? This true mind, which is your pure awareness nature, is a nature. How can it die? It's unconditioned. No one, nothing. Understand? So this one never died. It's the unborn, understand? It's the primordial nature. It was there before creation, before the arising of thought, before the arising of the phenomenal world of consciousness. All this come from this nature. That's why Huineng, you see, after the fifth patriarch recited the Diamond Sutra, when he reached the path, this mind, is it, the mundane mind, you must learn how to use it and not be deluded by it. This is the wisdom that you need to develop. Without this direct seeing, the wisdom, you don't know how to use this mind. You don't know how to live life. But once you have the wisdom developed, this mind, you will know how to use it, but you are not deluded by it. You will not be like deceived, deluded by it. It will not have power over you. It will not lure you and entice you and cause karmic negativity. Because you understand the wisdom and the understanding that leads to the understanding of the way life operates. Then once you know the secret of life, you know how to live life. That's why you become different. And this is what the teaching is so unique and so beautiful. That's why beyond the awareness nature is your true nature, your true mind. And this one never dies. Whereas the spiritual nature, which you develop out of the direct seeing, these are all your spiritual wealth that you accumulated. There is a nature. Whatever perfection you develop, understanding, all stored inside it. It's a nature's, what they call it a computer data center. This one is not only a normal data center, it's the universal storage center, understand? And this one never disappears. And this one, the more you develop, the more powerful that nature is. That's why here I mentioned the true mind never die. Then our spiritual nature grows with what? When you develop more and more wisdom, more and more understanding, that's why I say, without wisdom, there is no true virtue. You remember? To have true virtue, that's why you have to have wisdom. That's why both must go together, the cultivation. You must develop wisdom first. Then once you have wisdom, everything you do with wisdom becomes virtuous. Then the virtue becomes a perfection, the 10 perfection. You continue to perfect it. Until it can be like the Tuesday class, you remember? Alicia, Huirong, Bishai. You can really reach that level. That nature can open up. And the loving kindness, the compassion, they can really open up. That virtue, it can be just the way it is. So beautiful. That's why this spiritual nature grows with, always remember, wisdom. You must cultivate, that's why contemplate until very, very clear. Develop the understanding until very, very clear. Can you understand? Today one is very, very important, very beautiful. Today is three unique codes, 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to 4. And the most important is 1 to 2. From 1 to 2, 1 to 3, 1 to 4, come along. And the whole of the amazing beauty and wonders of this teaching, which is the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha, shine forth. Okay? Sadhu. Okay, enough. So today I think enough. Now we will have our second session, which is meditation reporting, followed by Dhamma discussion and Dhamma question. Whatever Dhamma question you have, you can ask regarding the meditation, regarding the teaching, and how to apply this teaching. Then Dhamma in daily life also. Sadhu! Today was very good, huh?
I don't know
whether
I'm facing a problem or not.
Don't worry.
Except for today, it's only today. I went to a dharma. Is it because of cultivation when I introduce to somebody that I already know? It's not seeing, it's seeing, you know.
Sadhu.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, should I say it's wisdom or should I say...
You describe it.
Conscious because they are strangers to me.
Correct.
They are all in the, should say, let's say for SJPA.
Yeah.
So, of course, the first thing I say is that those people going to temple, they should have a Dharma mind, you know.
Yeah.
From what I experienced, I don't think so.
Correct. You will see all those things. Because the phenomenal world of consciousness is full of those people without them.
Yeah, other things of our experience.
Yeah, and the world is the world.
Yeah.
That's why finally.
Seeing is their nature, right?
Yeah. Yeah, finally you understand they are just the way they are.
That's the way they are.
Then your seeing become like the third type of seeing, suchness seeing. So the suchness seeing is slowly, slowly coming to you. You will start to develop the understanding. Your earlier phase is seeing is just seeing, very clear, and it's so beautiful, and that part will actually continue for a while. Then after that, now you are starting on the third stage of seeing, the suchness seeing. You're starting to see people the way they are. They are new people, and yet you can actually take them in, and it's not an issue. Then like you came to realize yourself, you think by the norm, people who go to the temple must have the Dhamma eye, understand, or thirst for Dhamma, or look out for Dhamma. But you came to find out the shocking reality is the opposite. It's not easy to have the Dhamma. That is the most beautiful phase. After that, you become very different.
Is it considered I'm too conscious of myself, or I'm too careful, or is it wisdom, or is it...
you will go through that phase, like I say. And this phase is going to be the most beautiful. Well, this is the third phase. You're going to the suchness understanding. The seeing will become different. That's why you describe it in your own words, you see. You don't know how to describe it. You like you say, you know, it's no more that direct seeing. That now even stranger, you see, you can see that they don't have the Dhamma and Sangha. They are not the one that come to the temple to seek Dhamma and all. And most of them, they fall into that category because the world, in fact, not only a handful. I think less than a handful. Most of the time, you cannot find the real one that
so
really appreciates that.
In senses that, it's already like, is that a good thing or bad thing? I don't know. But see, when a person talk, I like to analyze them. Psychoanalyze them, the way they talk, the way they behave.
Because your awareness has the ability to see all those things and understand all those things. But that phase will come to pass, don't worry, Cindy. And it's a very beautiful phase because you will go through. Yeah, your mind has become like that. That's why at the retreat you say, seeing is seeing. Why? It's because your mind has become like that. And when you go through that phase, it's just like the second level of seeing. Kansan, Pususan. They are not what they are. Everything is different based on your understanding already. Then you see everyone is different. And everything is like without the words, without the entanglement, without the what they call defilement to come and like deceive you, delude you, and lure you. No more, everything has become so clear. And that phase is very important too, you have to go through. Then to fit into the final phase, which you just approaching, that one take a while. That one really take a while, not easy. But it is very rewarding as you go through that phase. And when you come out of it, you become normal again. You can.
I find it more peaceful.
Yeah, more peaceful and more pleasant. And when you can become. And when you can become. Like normal again, it starts to develop all the understanding, you know, for you to have all the interaction, the humor, then you can become like a normal human being again. Kansan Yu Susan. You integrate back to society, then people who don't have the understanding, they can never fathom you. That's why even among my uni classmate or my school classmate, well, off and on, every 2 months we have one gathering, or sometimes we have lunch, or sometimes we have dinner. Then in between we also have some smaller group. Then, of course, the my old school, Alasawan, that one we have a very active WhatsApp group. The engineering also, we have a very active WhatsApp group. And every time classmates from overseas come back or visit us or we travel, we visit them, we will interact. Then when they interact, sometimes we still behave like school day, understand? But we can see it's very differently because everyone has evolved, or I would say evolve and become what they are. I won't say become like you grow old, become wiser or what. Not all. Some actually they become more down to earth already. Then the reality that they are more interested in is no more when they are young, no more when they are in the youth. Now when we meet, although we still joke, we still talk, most people are more concerned with health. And then now the latest one is all the scam. They very scared, senior citizen, old people gonna scam, scam until gao-gao. So all these are the phases that they go through and they evolve. But for us who have the Dhamma, we evolve differently. But our spiritual understanding, the evolution part, they don't have. And most of them don't know what death is. They only had the religious label, maybe to hold on to. But most of them don't understand life. And they don't know what life is. And they don't know what happened after that. Maybe they have their own belief system and other things. If it helps them, if it's suitable to give them the peace of mind and the faith, then well and good. Yeah, at least they have something to hold on to. But for those who have that clarity or understanding, you will come to understand very clearly. Like the Buddha said, no one die, no one born, no one sick, no one old. This 5 year form of mind, the so-called human being, is not a permanent, unchanging entity. These are phenomena within the conditioned world. Because of causes and conditions, it arises. And because of causes and conditions, it continues to exist, sustain itself, evolve. Then finally, when conditions cease to be, it ceases to be. The aggregates disperse, breaks up. And all this understanding, they are very, very unique understanding, very powerful understanding. Even though life is not so real, not what you think. But there is such thing as time. And there is such thing as wonderful existence when you understand life. So all this makes the big difference between one who has the understanding and most people who don't have the understanding. But that is the way things are. Understand? Nature is nature. Conditioned by that, things will adapt. Living beings are just the way they are. Everything is just the way it
is. Is so beautiful.
Yeah. Amazingly beautiful and profound.
So beautiful. And then you can meet all kinds of people in this world.
And no problem. No problem.
Even they are weird people.
No matter how weird, it's not weird at all.
That
is the way things are. Because our society can evolve a lot of new things. Which sometimes can be quite fun though, wonderful though. The word should be wonderful.
Yeah, it should be wonderful.
Wonderful.
In any situation, I can handle.
Yes.
Pair of good
choices. Yeah, no problem. Then, like I share with you, when you look, the last few decades, now 70 years, 7 series a year. The last 6 decades was so beautiful, and the next decade is even more beautiful. And you can see, that's why the evolution part, there are so much thing that has evolved over the last 5 to 10 years, especially the last 5 years, which my parents never get to see, bigness or not, which a lot of people who don't have the understanding also may not really phantom. But for us, we have the Dhamma and the understanding and the mind to phantom on it. This is really money cannot buy it. This is really wonderful existence. That's why I like to come during the transition period. And I like to come with all this understanding to actually witness and see all this. And this is the most wonderful aspect of living, of having good life. That's why Dhamma is really amazingly wonderful. Very good.
Before I noticed, I was very stressful.
Yeah. Most people are like that.
So stressful. Yeah.
And very healer, like Alicia every time share.
Now it has changed me. As you said, I've changed.
Yeah. Until you cannot recognize
the old
Cindy and the new Cindy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sadhu, yeah, rejoice.
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Good evening, I see. Today, I can follow, is it?
Yes,
can. Ah, sounded very good.
Just to report on my sitting.
Good, okay.
Well, nowadays, I mean, I have been quite aware of thoughts that are arising.
Good.
The falling away of the thoughts.
Yeah, that one is most important. The beginning of the awareness. When you are more aware of what is happening within yourself, this is the beginning of the self-knowledge, the beginning of understanding who are you, what are you, and finally you will come to know how you function as a human being. Means why your mind before you know that the master until like that. Then now after you know the Dhamma, you become more different. You have sense restraint and you are no longer the old me because you are more sensitive now through your awareness, through your understanding, through your Dhamma, what they call wisdom that you have developed. All this will transform you. And these are the phases that cultivator will go through, which is very good. Sadhu. Yeah.
And sitting, of course, when the half an hour of sitting, initially a lot of thoughts, but then it gets more quiet and tranquil.
Ah, very good.
So
later on, you can stay at the heart. It's the most beautiful. When you stay at the heart, you come to realize you become more and more quiet. Then you start to detect many things at the heart area.
I don't know whether it's my thought or what, but you know, normally, Brother, I do my sitting, there's a lot of vibrations, and then sometimes
very good. That's what you're supposed to detect, your vibration. Your whole body is in a state of flux.
And my heart, my hand will automatically go to my heart area.
Yeah, very good. Stay there.
Yeah, there's already spiritual nature in us, in me.
What, Sadhu?
It's always been there.
Very good.
But then, I just accept it as that way.
Stabilize it.
Yeah, stabilize it. Not read so much into...
After that, it become more and more quiet. Then you become more skillful. Then you can stay there for very long. Then after a while, when you become skillful, like half an hour, like nothing, it's like passed by very easily. But your mind, no sankara activity, quiet and still. It's a free mind, not a concentrated mind, or not a mind in absorption of conditioned state. It's a free mind. And that free mind can become by itself very quiet and very still, like no mind. That is your true nature. When you realize that, you become very different and you become very sensitive, and your whole nature starts to slowly open up. When I say open out means the consciousness opening out. It's not like the heart open. It's the consciousness that actually activate the thing. Then that nature inside there starts to move. Then later on, the fourth support is trust. Stay there and let the nature do. Very good. Let's see, sadhu.
But I feel that this is only in when on the sitting in the formal
sitting. Never mind, because if you can do in the formal sitting, means you progress very well already, because you will start to become serious only after you go to a retreat, and this retreat has helped you a lot, develop a lot of understanding and the faith, and then you come back. I also saw online. I always see you, and that is the beginning of real cultivation, because even our Tuesday class, a lot of them turn out. You know why? Because they themselves told me, I even hinted to them, I said, for you all to continuously stay here and attend all the Tuesday class without fail, especially Hui Hong, somebody from Taiwan, nobody know her also. He can come until now. Means the inside is calling. And she herself really answered, yeah, but this is what my nature wants. They say, that's how you can be there all the time. And no need to like remind her or they will come by themselves. And this is what is happening to you. Cultivator all started that way. In fact, I remember in the last night, 2008, and first time after that, non-stop, he come for the classes, then he learned, then he become very different. Then Papa Sri, everybody, they come. And the one that changed the most is Alicia. You all can see her. She went through 16 years depression, and just now dinner time, I was discussing with my wife, Sui, and even PG. I said, she changed the most. You know, she now is so full of joy and understanding. She got so much clarity. She becomes so efficient. She can do so many things in life. He not only can help Freddy run the business, everything, even the farm, and together with the household, everything. And even now, he starts to pick up on the Singapore stock market, Malaysian stock market, and really, like, devoting, like hands-on, and yet, you see her, like, a lot of time, can listen to all the sharing, the class, attend everything, then travel here, travel there, plan all this, and become so bubbly. And that is what she is after the Dharma here. Last time, like the sick man of Asia. really, cannot do anything. Every day miserable, Ku Guan Yin in the retreat, he also said. Then suffer until gastric. Then PG also knows it. Last time, eat also suffer. Don't eat also suffer. Then a lot of problem, all the coming obstacles, and she really went through and break them all and recovered and became so beautiful. I see psychiatry, everything, now no need them and no need med and all those things, the medicine, all the need. And she became so different. And now everything also can eat. They help out at the retreat, so that is the most amazing thing. Last time go retreat, I remember the first time he went there, Achan Achalo's retreat. Second day he wanted to go home already. So all this has actually manifested, which is really beautiful. Very good, let's see. You continue, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's all.
Hello, Amitofo, Bradio, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. Thank you, sister. Nancy, that nominates me. Um, Well, Bratio, what shall I talk about? Yes.
Sharing is so good.
Yes, yes, yes. Bratio, maybe I talk a little bit about wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When I first started meditation with Brother Teo, Brother Teo always talk about wisdom and knowledge, you know.
So,
what is wisdom? How do you differentiate wisdom and knowledge?
Yeah.
I mean, at that point in time, I not really understand, but I always hear from Brother Teo about this, you know, when you have wisdom, if it's there, it's there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that, because that is the part that you always tell Sister Yun Chan, yes. I always remember that part. They say, you know, if you have wisdom, it's there. You know, if you don't have, means you don't have. You cannot learn from it.
Yeah, you cannot learn to be wise. You have to
You can.
Wisdom is a direct seeing and awakening,
yes.
Realization. It's not a later memory, a knowledge, where you listen, then you commit to memory, then you try to act out of it. No, not that one. That one is not.
The reason I want to talk about this is because, you see, when I study in school, right, Bratio, I learn knowledge. I don't learn wisdom, you know, right?
Correct.
So I learn knowledge. So those things that I learn and I use it is applicable to my life, and I continue to remember it, like recollect how to do things.
But a lot of this memory are important mechanical memory, like your house address, your friend, your whoever's name, how you sign your bank check and all those things, then the property that you own, then when you are in your what they call career phase, who are your colleagues and all those things, and the work that you need to finish off. These are important memories, but when it comes to psychological memory, do not accumulate. You accumulate, you will suffer. Because psychological is involving our mental, our emotion, our mundane thinking mind's emotion. And that one has karmic consequences. And that one can trigger affliction, suffering, misery. So when it comes to psychological memory, you don't use thought. If you use thought, you get entangled and trapped, because thought cannot resolve psychological memory. Because by itself, thought is limited, and psychological memory is part of thought. So how can thought try to resolve thought? You need wisdom, which is the pure awareness nature that is beyond thought, beyond mind, to see all this, understand all this, and develop the wisdom to free, to liberate. Means to straighten your view. After you have the direct seeing, the silent observation of what is, then you understand how you get yourself entangled. That's why without the awareness nature, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, wisdom cannot arise. So wisdom comes from that silent mind, the awareness nature. Very good, Sadhu. You continue.
Yes, Bharatiya, you cover a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very good revision. It's a very good revision. In fact, one of the things that you said, thought, to resolve thought is impossible, Bharatiya.
Yeah.
It's really impossible. Yes, yes.
That is what limits you.
Yes. That is most beautiful, you know. Thought cannot resolve thought, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about this, right? So just now I was saying that I learned a lot of knowledge, you know. So those that I use daily until today, I still can remember and recall, okay, through my memory how to do it. But those that I learn and totally never make use of it, apply it. In fact, you ask me today, what did I learn, you know? I say I cannot remember a single thing, you know. The knowledge all written to the teacher, you know, so to speak, you know. So this is the knowledge.
Not important.
Yeah, not important daily life. Therefore, you don't use it, and totally is back to the teacher, you know, back to the books, you know. I can't even recall it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
So
yeah,
that is knowledge, I understand. Then comes to wisdom. Yeah, that's the thing that I want to talk about next, is the wisdom, right? So I think Bharati also covered just now, you know, you
yeah.
said
Yeah.
about how we gain this knowledge through the direct seeing, the silent
Yeah,
mind,
yeah, yeah.
the awareness nature is the most powerful one, you know.
Yeah.
But before that, Bharati, I tell you, when I first had my sitting, right, Bharati, it's like very chaotic, you know, like Bharati always tell us, it's so true, you know. In fact, through all Kayamita sharing, right, I
Yeah.
learned so much. I learned so much, you know, during the lockdown, you know. I
Yeah.
learned so much. Those sharing, although you think that is like when you listen, I never make progress and blah blah blah, blah, right? But actually, those sharing is most impactful to me, you know, that
Because
I can
these are
understand.
Dhamma, these are Dhamma that you haven't heard before. And when you understand them, the picture like starts to become clear to you. It is the full picture. Initially, all this sharing part by part, if you cannot link, actually they don't have meaning and doesn't serve the intent, the purpose of the Dhamma. But once somebody who can have the wisdom and understanding to link it for you and you see the big picture, then you become very different. Then you love it. You develop the joy that this is so beautiful. And this is what I need, like the Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. My life. We hold the key to our own life destiny. So if we really love ourselves, then we must choose to be happy. Then why are we not happy? All these are the inquiry. And this is the secret of life now, the initial understanding of how to break free from the heedless way of living, the deluded way of living, that entangle yourself with Dhammapada verse 1. No? That's why living beings suffer. Then from there you come out, you develop the joy already. Then after that, you intend to go for the cultivation. And then you look at Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. And then you zoom in on it fullest. That's how the cultivation starts. Then after you see the beauty of having heedfulness to guide you to live the heedful life, you can see the big difference between the danger of heedless living and heedful living. Then you will never go back to the old way. And this is how you continue to evolve and come out of it. Then that one will drive you. The faith will become different. Saddha, Virya, then Sati, stabilize. Then the direct seeing allow you to put it into test and investigate all the Buddha's teaching, the essential Dhamma. Then you realize they stand up to investigation. Then there is pity, there is joy, there is happiness. Then you continue to cultivate. That's why you, during the MCO lockdown, that won't help you without you knowing it. Well, your time is already ready. And that time you want to be serious already. That's why you contemplate on Marananusati, on death, all those things. Then all the words become like slowly, slowly clear to you. Then you follow instruction and you're very good. That time you're like a thin slate. You're not complicated, your brain, your mind. You just follow. Then you did it all until you not only detected the gateway, you went in somewhere. And the whole thing just happened. Until I also amazed at that time. I said, so far, there is no student after 8 months that can do that. And you are the first. But after you are a lot, because I think people have confidence really. Now you look at Nancy, and not long, he also will connect. And PG, wow, at the retreat already connect. And a lot, when you have affinity and the timing is like ready, everything will fall into place. And all these are really beautiful sharing. That's why now the Dhamma sharing is so different from my real life. Now we are going into another phase where we're talking about the nature and all those things really. And now we can summarize the essence of the teaching so differently, you know. Even the wisdom part also can be summarized until like today, so beautiful from the Unico. Then the earlier on sharing the manifestation, the retreat on, even this year retreat is so different from previous year. We hold a new record. Heart Sutta book, we finish in how many days? 4 over the year. As it's short of one day, you know, is here this retreat. 8 instead of 9. And yet you finish ahead of time. And we finished 3 more books, new books. And this year's sharing is really fantastic, really amazing. And the way Dhamma manifests, I tell you, beyond your wildest dream, it's like that. So amazingly wonderful and beautiful. And beyond words to describe it. And you have to be there to really realize it and witness it. And the key word is witnessing it. That type of joy is so different. Like today, those who are here, today's session is very different when you are physically here and you are not physically here. Unless you already have the understanding. On Zoom also say, because very different. And even today, the sitting, the half an hour was really very strong. The nature, so clear. And immediately it went in and immediately it manifested for the whole full half an hour without thoughts on my mind. That nature is so beautiful. And all this is possible because of causes and conditions, the kayamita form. And things are moving very fast. And I realize a lot of you all are going to progress and transform and become very different. And that nature, once you can really detect it and move it, you transform very fast. With the sharing I give you, the understanding, you will move very fast. And do you know, to even understand this teaching, it's very rare. How many people can really understand this teaching? I tell you, hardly. Then for you all, because of our website and all this thing and our constant sharing, you not only understand, you know how to develop the more refined cultivation to go in and move from there. And that one you cannot find in book. You cannot find. Really cannot find. And it's really, really rare. And most people can't even understand what sati is, what awareness is. Not to say touch the awareness nature. This one, pure awareness nature, to come into contact with it or to realize, to have a glimpse of it, also people find it so difficult. And for us, it's like so normal to us, understand? And we can be there for hours if we want to. And later on, when you stabilize your daily mindfulness, throughout the day you are there. So all this is what awareness-based understanding and cultivation is. Oh, sorry, Pocheng, I must let you continue. Yeah, you actually brought out very good condition to Sadhu. Yeah, Pocheng, yeah.
Yes, yes, thank you, Ratio. I think you kind of like sum up the understanding of how we develop wisdom, you know, is through the awareness nature, observation of what is. Actually, Ratio, thank you very much. And most grateful to you because you cut short our cultivation, at least my cultivation. Yes, by a lot. I think if I have not come to Brother Teo retreat and classes, I think I'm still very blur what is bhakti, you know. I may get into that, you know, because if I have not, meet Brother Teo and attend the retreat, get the understanding how to develop the silent mind, you know, through the Heart Sutra. Yeah. And then from there, you know, things just move, you know. And what I wanted to say is this wisdom thing, right? This wisdom thing in the beginning, I also do not know that it's called wisdom, you know, Brother Teo.
Correct. Because I mentioned it already. 智慧是很奇怪的，
Yeah.
一般的 cultivator 都 know that they have 智慧，but when they meet with situation, they know what to do 啊，那就是智慧。
Yes. That kind of give me the understanding that the wisdom when you meet with a very abnormal situation you sort of
You
know
know how
how
to
what to
resolve
do.
your
Yeah, you know how to resolve the thing. And then if you are hit by the karmic test, right, you
you
also
also have
know
opinion,
how to
yeah.
overcome it and how to come out of it, by
Yeah,
yourself
and later on
without
you
getting
laugh at
hurt.
it. You
Yes, yes,
welcome
yes.
it. Yeah,
Yes,
that is
yes.
the way things are.
Yes, I mean, at least for me, Ratio, when I first hit by karmic, right, so I was thinking, wow, karmic can be so serious if I did not
Your
have this,
test is quite severe, this
yeah.
one.
So if I did not have the awareness nature, the silent mind, right, I am not able to write it through, how to write it through and then
Confront
come out,
it, to
yeah.
face it.
To face it, confront it without getting hurt, that kind of thing, without feeling depressed or entangled with this karmic, test, So I find that after learning and understanding this awareness nature, right, Bradio, I become very sensitive of this karmic test, So I become very sensitive, especially with karmic test kind of thing, right? So I mean, at least for the last incident that happened to me, right? I mean, in the midst of life when it tests you, right? I mean, my brother still said, the brother, it's so true. The karmic conditioning, you cannot
Very
escape one.
strong
Yeah,
one.
very strong. You cannot
You
escape
know
one.
the Dharma, you cannot fight it one. You
Yeah,
cannot
yeah.
fight it one. It will
It
come
can.
on you one.
Yes, it come and then it condition you
Yeah,
like
make
eh
you think
how
like that one.
yeah
Make
yeah
you
yeah
think like that you
make
one.
you like you actually feel where, that way you feel that way and things like that. But then when you didn't do anything, rather you just silence your mind, you didn't do anything, right?
Reverse itself.
It reverse itself,
Because it has no power over you, then it
Yes, yes,
reverses itself.
yes. So it reverse itself, that's the most beautiful and amazing thing that you don't have to do anything, to write it through, to overcome it, to see it through, to see it through. But the thing is you have to be patient, Abratio, for all situations you have to be very patient and you
That's
have to
why
be able to endure it also. If you are not able to endure it, that
the
is
unique
a
force,
obstacle.
we have to come to terms with that reality, then let it flower, then develop the understanding and face it, then do what you have to do to reverse all this and resolve it amicably. So all these are the understanding.
So, Bratio, from learning from Bratio, right, all the intricacy of the Dharma, right? Like silence your mind, and then the third
The
way, the fourth
cultivation
way.
and the application.
Yes, the third way and the fourth way, it really helped you a lot in day-to-day confrontation with your karmic, with your
Otherwise,
difficult
you will not
people,
make it.
with difficult people or I mean, I won't say nowadays. I won't say difficult people, lah. I mean,
Yeah, as
it's your
long as you
it.
don't perceive them with negative,
Yes.
the way they
As long
are.
as you don't see, but to normal, I mean, to mundane people, you say difficult people, lah. So they
Oh,
can understand. So they
definitely.
can understand what I'm talking about, who I'm referring to, lah. But you no longer see it that way. So you can endure and you can tolerate with understanding, lah. Not suppression. Not like Jan, that you will blow up one day, you will not blow up because you have the understanding, you become more compassionate with understanding that
You know how to have
they
those
are suffering
emotions
themselves.
inside you already.
Yes.
That one like rooted out already. It cannot move already. It's like that. Sometimes you will laugh at you. That's why the understanding is so beautiful. The wisdom part is so beautiful. Very good.
So that's how the wisdom will surface, Ratio, it's not something from your brain, I must think, how do I react,
It's
how
not
do I
the
do this?
mind, the
Yes.
knowledge to overcome it or no.
Correct. So
Not the
it's
mind.
different, the wisdom and the knowledge, is
Yeah.
totally different. You don't use your
Totally
brain,
different.
the memory to
You
say,
don't fight it, you don't go against it.
Yes.
You just come to terms with that reality and develop the pure awareness nature to be aware that everything
Correct.
is. Because ultimately, it's all conditioned Dhamma, condition arising Dhamma, no reality, not a permanent unchanging entity. He know you, he know me. So everything is just the way it is. Like my teacher said, mighty nature rolling by, no reality. Coming
yeah,
to.
yes, correct. So the other thing I want to point out, although Bradley always say mighty nature rolling by, right? No reality, hey no you, hey no me. This is not a permanent unchanging entity, you know, condition arising. Oh, I mean, yes, this is the conditioned world, you know, but the karmic is very real, you know. So it's not
that
like
pertain to the conditioned world. The
yes,
conditioned
yes.
world is conditioned Dhamma. Yeah.
Correct, correct. So so
unconditioned Dhamma will understand that no reality, he know you, he know me. So you cannot suffer. Understand not? That is what the fifth patriarch meant when he told Hui Ning, this mundane mind, you must learn how to use it and not be deluded by it or deceived by it. That is the meaning. The unconditioned Dhamma is to understand that it is not real, not a permanent unchanging entity. Everything is just the way it is. Mighty nature ruling mind, condition like that, things like that, cannot be otherwise. So all this need to stabilize. Then when the stability or understanding is there, then you can understand truth the way it is, without duality. Nothing can actually confuse you anymore. That's how you transcend all of the conditioned world's Dhamma. So the conditioned world's Dhamma, you also know, they are as real as they can be within the conditioned world. Where duality exists within the conditioned world. Karma exists within the conditioned world. Birth, old age, sickness and death exist within the conditioned world. Life exists within the existential world and the conditioned world. So all this understanding will be there and you are not confused or deceived. You just accept them for what they are and move and you live. Live with the understanding that the vehicle and the tool that come, the form of mind, is not you, not a permanent unchanging entity. But karmically conditioned for us to come, that perform the function of our segmented life to enable us to live life, develop everything, fulfill our vows, everything, whatever that our nature wants to manifest and do. So all this understanding will be there. That's why this type of teaching is very extensive, very comprehensive, and very complete, and very beautiful. Amazingly beautiful and wonderful. That's why I say you can never find another teaching or understanding that is so complete and extensive in its nature.
Yes, Ratio, this four circle formation we never heard outside or in any book written. In fact, this is the only platform that I learned this four circle formation from Ravitio, you know. If without this understanding, we also will be very confused, you know, with the condition and the unconditioned world. The thing I wanted to talk just now about this condition one, although it's unreal, right? But we must always take care of karma, you know, so that every life is karma. Every life
is subject to karma. That's why
Correct.
I say we must do our duty. Right.
Yes.
Is right, Dhamma.
Yes. So that we have very beautiful karma, we take care of our karma, right? We have very beautiful karma. Every life we come, is it just like Bratio, you know, the life is all taken care of. So we want to have that kind of life, you know, we come everything.
Where you know how to make the vows and the supporting causes and conditions for you to arise. That's why the word is you can choose to come.
Yes. So we can choose to come. Now we have to come, you know, by 4 o'clock we have to come, you know. So this
Correct.
life we have to come. So future life, like Brother Teo, we have a good karma. We can choose to come, you know. And with good karma, we don't have so many karmic obstacles and condition that will haunt us, like, as we live our life, you know. But of course, with the Bodhisattva vows and all the learning from Brother Teo, this life, right, I'm pretty sure all of us, all Kayamitas, will be able to handle and manage it better in future lives to come, like Brother Teo.
Definitely, Sadhu.
Yes, sadhu to Brother
Before I
Teo.
forget, Wojing, I have to end
Yeah.
it. Last night, I was sharing with Sui about the karmic thing. I think I must share with you all. You see, just how you brought the thing up, actually, there is condition to share. You remember I share with you all the retribution karma, activity karma, then the affliction karmic obstacle, these three. How you break them. In fact, the first and the third, they are both retribution. But Shenhua put it, the last one, as affliction. It's actually the first one also retribution, where your DNA is also retribution from your past. Then the condition that you are born into, right, when you are born, a wealthy family or whatever, that one also is a retribution. Karma. But activity is regarding your relationship, your career, and all those things. Not only with living beings, with nature, everything. Then the other one is the affliction. Affliction also retribution from the past. So this first and third one, if you have the Dhamma understanding based on the wisdom that we have shared, you need Dhamma code 1, 2, 2, 2, 3 and 2, 4. Then you can take care of retribution karma 1 and 3, understand? But activity karma is a long haul, understand? It's like habitual tendency, not easy to do that one. Take you quite a while. Because every life you come, you have to meet people. There are relationships that you will develop, not only with human being, living being, non-human. Sometimes with nature, with society, with the world and all those things. So all this activity karma, what you sow, whatever you do, come back to you. So it's like have your tendency, very difficult to root out. So that one, you need to develop mindfulness life after life to actually observe, see, understand, take following the Bodhisattva way. To develop the extensive wisdom so that you can actually slowly, slowly, like completely root out the activity karma. But not easy to do, but can be done. So this is the added sharing because Sui also reached a condition where he starts to see a lot of classmates and friends and person going through suffering. Then when she developed the sharing with me, then I show it to her. I said, all these are the karmic from the past, retribution karma, activity karma, affliction karma. Then also the other thing is also the karmic conditioning, I said. They will condition them to speak like that, do things like that, until the whole family entangle until the daughter don't like the mother and I hate the mother, I don't want to talk to the mother. And sometimes to the father also like that, and sometimes to the husband also like that, the mother in the house. Yeah, all this is the karmic conditioning that actually make them like that. It's not to say that they are deluded until they want to do all this. It's the karmic conditioning that they cannot see. And when they manifest, it's like that one. You cannot see. How come people can become like that? How come the life can be like that? It's nothing to do with how come. Thing is just the way it is. The karmic conditioning, when it comes, you cannot stop it unless you have Dhamma, you have the wisdom and that. And you tell them also no use. Like Sui said, yeah, no condition. Whatever you say also won't go anywhere. So the hatred has become so strong. So this part, I hope you all start to learn. Because this one is normally later, much, much later on. When you go the Bodhisattva way, when you want to teach people, then this one is to let you see all the coming conditioning. You will start to see within your own family member first, then your close friend, then later on you extend to society, then later on life after life you come as a Bodhisattva, you see all this one. That's why my nature saw all this. Then I saw the karmic conditioning, very powerful. Like, it's like that. You cannot do anything, normal people. That's why the danger of heedlessness, the danger of delusion, avijja. All this manifests within the conditioned world, not within the unconditioned. But that is the way things are. That's why it's interesting. That's why I say the chaotic world, the phenomenal world of chaotic existence. So you have everything there, the good and the bad, all the spices of life, everything is inside there. Okay? So thank you, Pochek Sadhu. Let us rejoice with all the.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Bratio Mahasadhu, for the sharing. Sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu.
Yeah. So now we share merits. Yeah. Saka Sata Cha Bhumaka Deva Naga Mahindika Punyam Tam Anumoditva Chiram Rakkhantu Loka Sasana Ittavata Chamehi Sampadam Punya Sampadam Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhiya Idam Me Nyatinam Hotu Sukhita Hantu Nyatayo Idam Me Nyatinam Hotu Sukhita Hantu Nyatayo Idam me nyatinam hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo Devo asato karena sasa sampati heto cha Vito bhavatu loko cha Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyam kamena Mame bala samagamo, sattam samagamo hotu, yava nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Konya Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones, then we can sadhu. Thank you.